All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 29, 2024. We're happy to have all of you here this morning. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Erickson and a Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, another glorious day in your creation. Thank you for the many gifts and blessings that you've given us here in Jefferson County. This week, Father, we ask that you give us all wisdom and guidance and discernment as we go about conducting business for the county. We also ask that you put a spirit of discernment on the voters in Jefferson County and across this nation so that they make wise decisions that are for the good of all people. We thank you for the fact that you put the spirit of service in people so that they run for elected office. And we just ask that everyone be safe, continue to bless us, and forgive us where we fail you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our meeting with a time of public comment. If you are here today wishing to make public comment about any item that is on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for Jefferson County Doggett Park Midway Rehabilitation. Item B is to execute, receive, and file contract for invitation for bid for Jefferson County 2024 Concrete Road Repair Project with CTEX Construction Corporation, the amount of $175,100 funded by the 2020 County Transportation Infrastructure Grant. Item C is to consider and approve a renewal for a term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County for a first one-year renewal with Modern Concrete Materials, LLC, Texas Materials, a CRH company, Waller County Asphalt, Inc., Vulcan Construction Materials, LLC, and Martin Marietta Materials, LLC, from November 13, 2024 to November 12, 2025. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Spectrum in Jefferson County for public circuit installation located 820 Nature Street, Beaumont, for a total monthly cost of $84.98 and a one-time change equipment replacement installation fee of $99. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and offered. Any discussion?
No discussion. I want to thank our engineering department for finally getting this where we need to as far as going out for bids for this midway work to be done.
Yes, thank you. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2025 budget amendment, district clerk additional cost for office relocation in the amount of $12,500. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2025 budget amendment for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for additional costs for Fuel Island and to authorize expenditures in accordance with an order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item C is consider and approve a wire transfer for $138,321.12 for home buyout purchase through the Texas General Land Office Community Development Block Grant, Hurricane Harvey Home Buyout Grant for the 570 Bass Road property. Item D is to consider and authorize the county judge to execute a sales contract for the purchase of the property located at 10015 Jason Court, Beaumont, Texas 77705 as part of Jefferson County's home buyout program with Hurricane Harvey grant funds to the Texas General Land Office. Consider and authorize the county judge or the county auditor to execute all other necessary documents for the closing of this property. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending September 30th, 2024. Item F is regular county bills, check numbers 522-515 through 522-738. And item G is to consider and approve fiscal year 2024 budget transfers for payroll accruals. Which take up a lot of space. And I guess it totals right around $158,000. Item H is consider and approve fiscal year budget 2024 budget amendment for additional funding for capital projects in the amount of $2.5 million. Do we have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Judge, I do see one correction on the next to the last line item on the payroll accruals for the sheriff FICA, that should only be 15,000.
16,000?
15,000.
Oh, 15,000.
Yeah, there's an extra zero there.
So when I said $158,000, you got to looking, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes a significant difference. All righty. So we're looking more around $23,000. All right, so I have a motion and a second. Are those as corrected?
Yes, sir.
Second. Okay.
And, Judge, I want to thank Fran and her staff because that money that was gathered up for this other project, we appreciate you going through and get the actual for us.
All righty. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have several items. Item A is consider possible approval and authorize County Judge to execute a Southeast Texas Task Force interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, City of Beaumont, City of Port Arthur, Counties of Orange, Hardin, and Jasper to participate in a combined task force pursuant to the Motor Crime Prevention Authority of the State of Texas, Senate Bill 224 for fiscal year 2024 with no matching funds required. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize County Judge to execute a Southeast Texas Task Force interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Beaumont, Port Arthur, and the counties of Orange, Hardin, and Jasper to participate in a combined task force pursuant to the Motor Crime Prevention Authority of the State of Texas and Senate Bill 224 for fiscal year 2025 with no matching funds required. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Under Justice of the Peace Precinct H, which should have been under County Commissioners since it's an appointment of the County Commissioners, we have one item to consider and approve the appointment of Kaylin Garden Sr. as Justice of the Peace Precinct H to fulfill the remaining term of Judge Gillum until the next general election, retired pursuant to Local Government Code Section 87.041. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
We moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is to, do you want to introduce Mr. Garden?
In the court.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you want to do.
Now, Judge Gardner, Pastor Gardner is here. And Judge, would you come to the podium and introduce yourself? I coached this young man. I watched him grow up, and he's my minister. That's not why I nominated him, but I'm still a work in progress.
You sure you're not going to be relieved of the obligation of time?
But this is, I watched him grow up, and as I say, it gives me great pleasure to introduce him and put someone in there that I guarantee I made a promise of what I would do if he embarrassed this county. Go ahead.
On you. Would you introduce yourself?
My name is Kaylin Gardner Sr., born and raised in Port Arthur, Texas. I'm the senior pastor
the First Sixth Street Baptist Church in Port Arthur, Texas, and I just appreciate this opportunity, and I plan to serve the county well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you and welcome, and you're going to need to get with Texas Association of Counties to participate in the new JP training that's, I believe it's supposed to take place beginning December 8th. So make sure you get signed up for that.
Will do.
And you'll need to meet with Human Resources, Bernice, who's over here, and I'm sure she'll be happy to introduce herself to after the deal. So congratulations.
And Judge, I want to thank you and the court for trusting, you know, my nomination, because it's not always it's smooth, but thank you and the Commissioner's Court.
I trust you with this. I wouldn't trust you leaving donuts in the kitchen. All righty. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item considering possibly approve a resolution for Lasagna Broussard Lewis, a corrections officer, for 26 years of service and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, item A is receive and file investment schedule for September 2024, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B is consider and approve a quarterly report wire for state pooled funds in the amount of $350,987.39. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Arnold. Any discussion?
Judge, I'd just like to compliment all the entities that have contributed. We actually had over $10 million in additional revenue generated this year from fees, fines, from interest income, which Mr. Funches is probably just going to discuss in a minute. But that's a pretty sizable carry forward on revenue. We appreciate all those involved.
Mr. Funches?
Well, I've taken advantage of some of the higher rates that we've had this year, not only from the bank, but I had told my constituents that if I got into this office that I would do more on an investing platform, and I was able to lock in some rates. I use a system of call protection, which means when I invest in something, it cannot be called for a year, year and a half, one-time call. So if it doesn't get called, I've got it for the duration, and it's paid off this last year. I was $33,000 short of meeting the $10 million mark. So I was proud of that, and that's probably the most we've made in one year since a couple of decades. So, but anyway, that's probably the last we're going to see of that, because rates are dropping like a rock.
We appreciate it. It's probably the most we've ever earned, because back when interest rates were at 16% in the 80s, the county did not have the reserve to invest. So I'm going to guess it's probably more than a few decades. But thank you so much for that report. We're happy to hear that. Although for home buyers, I'd like to see the rates go down.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have one item considering possibly approving a replat of Lot 29, Green Acres North, into Lots 29A and 29B, Green Acres North, Volume 12, page 10 of the map records out of the John C. Lawton Survey, abstract number 35 of Jefferson County, Texas, located off Red Oak Lane in Precinct Number 4, which has met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, we have three items. Item A is considering possibly approving and authorizing county judge to execute a lease agreement between Jefferson County and Kerr Tractor for hangar and office space lease in hangar number 7, Jack Brooks Regional Airport, for 1 year with a 1-year option term. Item B is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a lease agreement between Jefferson County and CUSA Aviation for hangar and office space in hangar number 7 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with a one-year term and a one-year option. Item C is consider and possibly approve fiscal year 2025 TxDOT routine airport maintenance grant program for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport application. This grant will be used to help offset the cost for maintenance and improvement of airport pavement, signage, fencing, herbicides, hangar, airport buildings, and airfield lighting systems. It's a 90% match with a 10% match up to $100,000. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alfred. Any discussion?
Just a question. On the lease agreement, are we using a certified appraised value to get those agreement that the lease amounts from?
No, sir. We do a call around different airports to find out what they're selling or leasing hangar space for. And $3 is about average for airports our size.
Okay.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I want everybody to be safe. We're getting close to that time of the year and the month that is what they call trick-or-treat and all that good stuff. And you know you're going to have kids running around. And with all of the construction that we have in our community, please, please be safe. I'll let your kids go to those churches and have it the other way.
And thank you, Commissioner. We will not be having Commissioner's Court next week. It's been our practice the last several years during general elections to not have court on election day so that the county clerk can dedicate their workforce to dealing with the issues they need to deal with rather than being up here.
We don't have issues, sir.
Good.
Pray for no power outages.
We've had 53,000 voters so far as of last night. Mail ballots are doing well. We're about 68% return on the mail ballots. We've done really, really well.
Great.
Proud of all of our workers. They put a lot of time and effort putting up with a lot of stuff that comes through the doors. So,
good.
Thank you.
There's still opportunity to go vote. So if you hadn't got that little sticker and voted your conscience, well, then please do so. And it's open at the courthouse right now, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
And it's not a long line either.
All right. If there's nothing further, then we will adjourn this meeting with a workshop to be held at 11 and 11:30 later this morning. Thank you all for being here. We are adjourned.
Good job, guys.